You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com. You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com. We thought you might like to know that there is an organization in Central Indiana called the Starfish Initiative, which pairs young scholars starting in eighth grade with a mentor with the goal of helping them move on to a post-secondary education, be it the military, a trade, or college, a four-year college and beyond. And both the mentors and the scholars get a lot out of this. And today, my guest, Crystal Givens, the president and CEO of the Starfish Initiative, will help us work through how this works. So stay tuned right here on The Chris Spangl Show. Crystal Givens, thank you so much for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
So I am excited to talk about the Starfish Initiative. I think it is such a great program, and I've used it as an example so many times in talking with friends. Can you tell us, first, you're the president and CEO of the Starfish Yes. Initiative, and what is the Starfish Initiative?
All right. Thank you for asking. And we are a organization, a nonprofit organization based right here in Indianapolis, and our goal is to ensure that students in high school have what they need in order to succeed. I know that that's pretty broad, but what that means is that we connect our students, and we call our students our scholars. We connect scholars who are 21st century eligible. So all of our students are coming to us as a part of the 21st Century Scholars Program. And they come to us within their eighth grade year. So once they complete that application and we know that they're going to be a 21st century scholar, we provide the opportunity or the option for them to come on board with Starfish Initiative. There's an application process and we have, you know, some requirements within there. But for the most part, we're accepting eighth grade students who have a strong desire to achieve, and they're highly motivated to achieve not only in their academic life, but in their personal lives as well. So we connect those students to a mentor starting in their freshman year. And once they come on board with Starfish Initiative, we involve them in our programming, make sure that they're engaged, and also making sure that we're checking in with them and provide other opportunities for them to see something different, like with theater or civic engagement activities, but also making sure that our students are connected to another caring adult who helps them along the way as a career coach or a college coach, for instance, just making sure that that adult or that mentor is coming alongside them to support them in their efforts to achieve their dreams and their goals.
Can you explain what a 21st century scholar is? Or did I get
sure.
that right? Yeah.
Yes,
I'm not
the 21st
familiar
century
with that.
Scholar program is offered through the Indiana Commission for Higher Ed. So this is a statewide program for students who may have some financial eligibility. They have to be financially eligible to participate in this program. And it's assisting those students with college tuition, in-state tuition. So essentially, a student who qualifies for 21st Century Scholars or who is a 21st Century Scholar, they won't have to pay tuition if they're attending at Indiana College. There's a little bit more layers in there, but that is the premise of the program to increase college participation in here in Indiana.
And is it specifically targeting people who are economically disadvantaged or
yes,
marginalized?
Yes, there's a financial need there. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the importance of college? Why is it so important to send those folks to college?
Mm-hmm. And I say college in a general way, because that could also mean a certification program, because the 21st Century Scholar Program doesn't just pay for a student to attend a university, a four-year institution. It could also go towards an associate's degree. It can also go towards programs that provide you with a certification. So it's not just the four-year institution that we traditionally think of, but there are options, and it's allowing students to explore their options and not just focusing on a university aspect of going to college and going off and away from home. But that is included as well.
Yeah, the last time that I interviewed your organization, I was struck. I guess I had just never thought about my mom went to college, right? So when it was time for me to go to college, she had filled out an application. She knew how to do it. Like there was an awareness, and it just never struck me that there might be families out there who don't have somebody in their family or their circle that need help understanding the path to college, the track to college. And oftentimes like high schools or middle schools or whatever, you know, they're a little overwhelmed. So, you know, that's one of the great things that your organization does, is really pairs mentors and scholars to prepare them and give them skills that they might not have had. Like, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. And I want to piggyback on your first statement that you saw someone in your own household who went to college, and how that pretty much set the standard for you. You didn't have to go outside to seek that. So with a lot of young people, a lot of scholars, a lot of students across the country, not just in Indiana, that is not the experience. And I will use myself for an example. That was not my experience growing up. I knew people outside of my home who went to college. And in particular, I knew two people who went to college. And what the college they told me they went to, I was like, OK, I want to go there, just because the way they talked about the college experience. And just for me to hear their experience from their eyes made me that much more intrigued and wanting to know what that was all about. So I did choose to go on to that college, and I didn't hear it from someone in particular in my home, but it was a close friend, close relative, and two close relatives. And so just being that person, that a young person that's in the eighth grade, maybe, that they may have never heard of anyone from their family or close family going to college, but just exposing them to someone, that one person could change the trajectory of their future. And that's what we're all about, and why we want to work with mentors who are excited to come alongside that one person to be that coach, that cheerleader, but also to be that person to correct them sometimes and be that person to get them back on, to help get them back on track, and just helping to be that resource for parents as well. Because in my instance, and using myself again as an example, my mom didn't know, my dad didn't know, my grandparents didn't know, they had never attended college. So that you don't know what you don't know. So just having a person who has knowledge and experience in those areas can open the door for many more experiences and many more options for a young person. And that's what we're really all about too. We're wanting to motivate, encourage, and really help these young people to set the bar high for themselves, and letting them know that you can reach beyond the stars, because your life, it matters. Your life matters, and what you plan to do in your life, it matters. And we are a group of people in this nonprofit space who want to help you get there.
So we talk to a lot of high school students, because we're broadcasting on Indiana high school and college radio stations. College is so expensive, and I'm sure there are people kind of debating whether they should even go. Make the case for college and why it is important for one of your scholars to go to college, and how does it change the trajectory for them oftentimes?
Mm-hmm. And I want to make the case for the many options, and that college is there are many options that fall under that word college.
Maybe secondary education would be a better way to put it.
Secondary education. Yeah, there's, and you are not limited in your options. So just making sure that you explore the options, and whether the option is, it comes through the military, because there's another way, that's another avenue to get education and further your education through the military. And again, through the trades and those programs, and then also going to a university, whether it's a 4-year or 2-year institution. I do believe that all of those avenues would work depending on what that scholar is looking for. There are multiple avenues to help you get to the goal. And I am a strong proponent of education. You have to have an education in order to change your life in this world. And education will set you apart from the competition or from those who are not furthering their education. So education really makes a difference in our lives. And it's not just a matter of making more money, but it does change the quality of your life as well. And if you have some dollars to back that up through 21st Century Scholars, hey, that makes it all better. And that makes it even that more compelling to say, I'm coming, I'm graduating with no debt.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that same story.
So let's get down to kind of the details of what the relationship between a mentor and a scholar is. Like, is it like a big brothers, big sisters situation where you meet up once a week or month? Or is it there a structured activity? Like, if you become a mentor and a scholar, what happens? How does that work between the two?
Sure. So a mentor and a scholar, we are making sure our mentors and our scholars understand that this is a relationship that we want you to have throughout the rest of your life. This is not just to help you graduate high school. This is someone who is investing in your future, investing in your right now, in order to help you to, again, reach those goals that a young person has for themselves. And although we know those goals are going to change, but this is a caring adult who's coming alongside you to help you grow and to help you reach your potential. So that relationship is really one of the best relationships that a young person could have. And I'll just segue for just a second to say that everyone, and I'm sure you can attest to this as well, Chris, everyone needs a mentor. I myself still have a couple of mentors that I go to for that correction.
I cannot second that enough. I mean, from the beginning of my career, I'm almost 40. I would not be living out my dream job if it weren't for mentors. You know,
yes.
It's incredibly important.
Yes, incredibly important. And our Starfish mentors, they're coming alongside because we're starting start the program in high school. So they're coming alongside their freshman year because there are certain standards and things that you expect to happen at the end of the freshman year. Like there's a portal called ScholarTrack that the state has implemented for the 21st century scholars and for all students across the state. ScholarTrack just helps you to give some tasks that you need to complete before the end of your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior years in high school. So the mentor can help with that. But also the mentor is helping to goal set. The mentor is also helping with some financial literacy. The mentor is helping to identify possibly what do you want to study in college? What do you want to, what do you see as the next step as you move into your sophomore year? And I'll skip ahead to senior year. The mentor is there to make sure that the plan is already set before second semester of senior year. You know what you're going to do. And that generally happens at the end of junior year, but we know sometimes that there are still some outstanding items or tasks to get done, like what determining exactly what school you're going to go to, because there may be multiple offers. We have quite a few of our scholars who have gotten accepted into multiple schools. So we want them to drill that down before the end of that fall semester so we can help them to plan for going on to college or going on to the military. So it's really about where the students are in their journey, and they're meeting the students where they are. And they're also not only that student, but they're meeting the families where they are. And we have had many, many, many mentors come back and tell us that the scholars think that they did so much for them, but in turn, the scholars have done so much for that mentor. So it's very rewarding on both ends. And we love hearing the stories of how our scholars and mentors have gotten mutual benefits out of these growing relationships, and how our scholars and mentors have kept in touch after so many years. And I actually just got a message from one of our mentors. I think it was about 4 years ago she was involved with her scholar, but she just attended her scholar's wedding. So these are lifelong relationships that we're building between our scholars and mentors. And I, for myself, I do have a scholar myself. And I can tell you that it's definitely helping me, not only as a professional, but helping me to stay on track and to be accountable to someone. It's just, I don't know. It is rewarding, definitely rewarding.
How so? How are you accountable to the scholar?
Because I just cannot let her down. I feel I am committed to her success and committed to finding the best and most important resources for my scholar to ensure that she is successful and that I'm setting her up for success, not only today for her as a sophomore going into her junior year, but for her future. So her knowing already that what college that she wants to attend, I went on the college tour with her. Her family's also involved, but she and I went to Hanover together and just talking about some of the things she enjoyed about it, didn't enjoy, and then, you know, making that list of pros and cons and being able to bounce those ideas off of someone else. It's always helpful. And I still, that's something that I still do today with other people, like I said, my mentors. So, you know, just having that valuable person to not judge you, but just to give you that insight that they, and that wisdom. We're looking for people who can provide wisdom as well, because it's beneficial. You, and we tell our scholars, you may not get it now, but I guarantee you, it'll, you know, you'll get the lesson one day. It'll come back and be like, oh, that's what she was trying to teach me.
Yeah. Wisdom is wasted on the young, as I think, I forget what the phrase is. And that, I think that's such an important part of mentoring. I've, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, even in my mid 30s, I've had mentors that have pushed me to see beyond my own potential. They see something in me that I didn't see in myself. They, you know, push you to kind of see the world in a different way. And I think when you're young, and you tell me if you see this, you know, not just the accountability, I'm sure you're checking in with somebody, oh, did you get this application done? I'm sure many of your scholars are self-starters automatically.
Yes.
But just to have somebody say, you can do this, and have you ever thought about this? Because it's actually way easier than you think it is.
Exactly, yeah.
Please, continue.
Oh, yeah, so I was going to say that is, and that's one of the biggest components of being a mentor, because we've been there, you know, and helping our scholars to understand you're not in this alone. I've walked that road too, and this is a mistake that I've made that I don't want you to make. Now, granted, there, you know, we're all going to still make mistakes, but having someone who is caring and understanding and can be that person, that a shoulder you can lean on when you do make that mistake to help you back up, is pretty critical as well. Because no one wants to be beat up for the mistakes that they made. Here's how I got out of it. You know, providing some alternatives and providing solutions.
So how does somebody become a scholar?
Great question. The scholars, we are recruiting scholars right now. We are just contact Starfish Initiative. Go to our website. You see it scrolling at the bottom of your screen. Go to our website and reach out to us, because we want to make sure that the scholars understand their expectation. So we have, you know, you can place your interest there, but we don't want anyone to apply, go through the whole application process before they understand what the expectations are, what the commitment is to this program, and knowing that you have to put something into it in order to get something out of it.
And then what about a mentor? If somebody's listening and they want to sign up and mentor, what are your qualifications for that?
Yes. So our mentors are professional. So you need to be a professional in space. And we do have a current requirement for mentors to have college experience. And I, again, like I said, that could vary. So just contacting us with your interest in the mentor role.
Well, that's an interesting point, because the last time I interviewed somebody, I don't have my bachelor's. I have like 65 credit hours. It's like, aw. So did that change? You know, I went to college early on now, but I am a professional.
Yes, so that's why I said it. We do not let that be a barrier, because there's a lot of great people out here that who are ready and willing to be mentors and are ready to pour into our scholars, and we don't want that degree to hold them up. So there's experience. You have college experience, so come on board and sign up to be a mentor, and we take you through an orientation process. There's also some certain standards that we have our mentors to do. There's a background check as well. And then our mentors are prepped on what their expectations are also. So we don't want anyone to take this lightly, because this is a commitment that our mentors take on. And it is a volunteer opportunity. So it's not something that, you know, you're getting paid to do, but volunteering your time is really helpful to our organization and really critical to us meeting our mission.
So I'm sure maybe there's somebody out there listening going, I don't live close, or I don't have time, but I want to support your work because you're doing a great thing. I imagine you take donations, or how is your organization funded?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we do take donations. We are always happy and ready to take donations. And we do accept individual donations on our website at starfishinitiative.org. But we are also funded by foundations and corporate support. So we do a lot of grant writing as well. But the individual support is really critical to our success.
That's great. Well, how did you get involved? Why did you choose to come work for this organization before I wrap it up here?
Yeah, so I got involved. I've always been in the education space, mostly around early childhood education. But then this opportunity was presented to me from one of my mentors, and she wanted me to expand and broaden my horizons and also challenge myself. So she presented the opportunity to me. And at first I turned it down. And then she came back and said, "Crystal, you need to do this." So again, that correction part. And I came on board and just been excited and happy to move this organization forward. So again, I'm always excited to talk about education and how education can benefit and change your life.
All right. Last question. I ask this of everybody. What do you see on a daily basis that you wish everybody understood about your work?
I wish everyone saw that it takes money to do this work. That is one of the biggest myths, I think, about nonprofit work, that you don't have any money. But as a matter of fact, we need money, and we need lots of money, just like a business, a for-profit business, needs money to keep their operations going. So do we. And I just challenge individuals to get involved and volunteer their time, but also support with their financial contributions as well, because it helps so many people. And we recently graduated. We had around 80 students to graduating seniors from our program. And many of those students are going on to post-secondary opportunities. And we could not do this work without the support of funders, of support of individuals that are coming alongside us because they see the value in it in changing someone's life through education and through programs like Starfish Initiative.
Crystal Givens, President and CEO, starfishinitiative.org. You can find that in the show notes if you'd like to go and volunteer, if you'd like to become a scholar, if you'd like to donate some time and money, that'd be great. Thank you so much for joining me. It was really a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate the time, Chris, and thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you again soon. All right, great. I'm going to leave it rolling just because I'm going to do an intro right after this, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. This will be out on podcast fairly soon, but it won't air over the air for a few months just because we're giving them a bunch to air over radio stations, like kind of, you know, pick and choose your what you're going to air when. So,
all right.
But I'll make sure to send it to you once it's up and it's on indianapodcast.org.com. Excuse me.
All right. I appreciate your time and the invitation.
Yeah. Anytime you have something else, please come back. I'd love to talk to you, you know, maybe 6-12 months from now.
Okay. That'd be good.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.